Today on 103.8, this is Spin Talk with Lauren. Right, next on the show, I want to hear your thoughts on making kids kiss and hug people, right? So the reason we're talking about it is because the Girl Scouts of America, in the run-up to the festive season, feel that parents shouldn't make their kids hug and kiss everyone. You know when someone arrives in your house when you're small and it's like, oh, give them a kiss, give them a hug, kiss them goodbye. Not all kids are into that. So if you're not, it can be very uncomfortable. And that is just what the Girl Scouts are trying to get at, right? There's lots of thoughts on this on the Facebook page already. Do you think it's a good idea that it just helps kids maybe set boundaries? You don't have to kiss and hug everyone. And think about it. Like, when you were small, were you always made kiss and hug aunties and uncles? And again, like I said earlier, this isn't because I think aunties and uncles are some kind of threat to you. It's just that you don't want to be kissing and hugging everyone. Not everyone is into that. So what do you think? 087 711 1038. Joining me on the line now from the M Word is Laura Wood. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how's it going, Lauren? How are you?
Good, thank you very much. When people roll into your house on Christmas Eve, Laura, do you make your kids kiss and hug them all?
Oh, listen, we all had that bit of uncle or auntie with a bit of snot in their end of their nose, and you'd see them coming towards you and be like, oh, Jesus, no, not Uncle Billy. But in fairness, it's all rite of passage of growing up, really, isn't it? You know, I tell you, I read the article that's in relation to this, and I was, to be honest, absolutely aghast. And the reason I was aghast, because the last few weeks I found myself boiling to a point or like rage over how PC the world is becoming about certain things. Like, honestly, I think the turning point for me was recently when I read that the changing rooms in Topshop were now going to become a unisex because of an issue in relation to somebody not being allowed to use the female ones being transgender. It's a whole different topic in relation to that. But I just thought to myself, what is going on that everything seems to be changing in such a short space of time? And I read this article, and this American psychologist was suggesting that we get our children to high-five people or air-kiss them. No. I already have my daughter and my son talking Americanisms from watching crap television, American TV. The last thing I want them to do is high-five people and air-kiss them. I think there's absolutely no harm at all with having like a little cuddle or something with a relation over Christmas. The boundaries they're talking about setting are for setting standards in young women growing up with what's going on today in relation to the Harvey Weinstein scandal and all that. Absolutely. There's a good, you know, there's good touch and bad touch we can instill in our kids. But to be scaring the life out of them so that they're growing up to be anxious, scared, frightened little individuals is infuriating to me, to be honest. And I think the thought that people should say to their kids, don't kiss relations coming over at Christmas, is absolutely ludicrous.
Okay. But what about Laura? Like, sometimes, and it has happened with me, with my friends and their kids, is because I'm friends with the parents would be like, go on, give Lauren a kiss there. And the kid's like, who are you?
I know what it is. Yeah, I agree. I know what you mean about that, Lauren, but that's a bit different. That's being made to kiss a friend or relation when all you want is the present or the sweets that they've brought over, right? I get that. Auntie Lauren's here. You bring the jelly tots, you'll get a hug and kiss quick enough. So I get the being uncomfortable kissing relation, but they're talking about it being inappropriate. That's what I have a problem with. Like, we all had a relation we didn't want to kiss or, you know, or hug when they come over. They might have been a bit smelly or, you know what, as I said, but it's not, whatever it was. That's different. But to make out that we need to instill in our daughters, as it said, that, you know, there's, you know, it's not really appropriate to be kissing people. I just know, you know. I know what you're saying, though. Like, and I do it to my kids. I'm always like, say please, say thank you. Give auntie whoever a kiss. And they're like looking at me going, really? And they know that when they leave. So I get that. But sure, look, why, you know, that's been going on for years. And it's the way we had it when we were little. And I think it'd be really sad for people to start air kissing people when they came in the door or blowing them kisses. Do you know what I mean? That's too much for me to even comprehend.
It has come up before, though, because some families are more affectionate than others, right? I have friends whose kids kiss everyone on the lips. And then you might have another family whose kids, you might get a hug out of them, but you know they're not into it. They're like, I hate doing this. So, and that, I think, like, you do. You have those family members or maybe those family friends that are a bit more full on, a bit more affectionate than others. And that can make kids uncomfortable, I think, around a time like Christmas.
Yeah, oh, listen, kids are always made uncomfortable, though. And they, you know, as in, if it's in the best possible way, the best possible interest, you know, I think what they're talking about is something different. But there will be Christmas times when people come over. Like, I remember spending literally an hour when my auntie had arrived to see us from England. I wasn't listening to a word she said. All I was thinking was, what's in her suitcase? Do you know what I mean? I'd be made hug and kiss her, and then I was waiting to see. And eventually I thought, how will I get this in on the fly? It was about 7 at the time. So Auntie Moore, she said, yeah. And I said, was your suitcase heavy at all? And all the adults started like wetting themselves laughing. And I was like, how did they cop onto that one? Like, I thought I was being really subtle. Like, I couldn't believe it. But things like, you know, them arriving in your older relations. I know it's not like it, but they're children. They'll get over it. Like, it's Christmas. There's a million things to be excited and look forward to if they're lucky enough, mm-hmm. you know. So they're going to get over a slightly awkward hug with their Auntie Moira, I think, you know.
Just before I let you go, Laura, someone has texted in saying, things are getting beyond a joke. You're going to love this. It's a screen grab from the Daily Mail. And the headline is, mother demands her son's school take Sleeping Beauty off the curriculum because the princess doesn't give consent to be kissed and woken up by the prince.
It's one of the reasons I'm angry today. I actually, look, if something happens today and I end up doing something, I'm going to use this as a point of law in court, because I just can't really handle the level of this stuff that's coming out. Okay, we all know the world's gone a bit PC mad. We get it, right? That's fine. It's been happening a while. But the last few weeks, I don't know what it is. There seems to be this huge sort of, you know what I mean, surge of these things happening. And I saw that about Princess Beauty and I went, no. If that mother bumps into me at the school gates, no one tell me who she is, because honestly, I don't think I'll be able to hold myself back.
Finally, Laura, I mentioned at the start, you're with the M word. You're starting a new series, Laura Meets, next week. Tell me a bit about that.
I am, and I'll tell you something interesting. The first person I'm talking to on Laura Meets is Stella O'Malley, who's a psychotherapist, and she's also an author. And she wrote a book called Cotton Wool Kids and also Bullyproof Kids. She's a really interesting lady to talk to. And she has some very interesting views on all of this. So the first one's going to be up in the M word in the next little while. Keep an eye out for it, because she has some views that I'm sure people might want to hear on all of these topics. They're very, very interesting. Helicopter parenting and the like, you know.
Okay, great. Don't be surprised if we're talking about it on the show next week then. Laura Wood, great to have you. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Lauren. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Laura, straight up about her thoughts on this idea of not making, or of making kids kiss and hug relations and family members. Rachel says people are really 50-50 on this on the Facebook page at the moment. Now, you heard Laura say there, she just feels that by, you know, saying to kids, now listen, you don't have to kiss Auntie whoever when she comes in, and you don't need to kiss Uncle so-and-so, that kids will grow up anxious and worried about these kind of things. It's Christmas time. People are coming through the door. Kisses and hugs. It's okay. They'll get over it. What are your thoughts on that? Or as I said earlier on, maybe you're not into kissing and hugging and you never were. And as a child, that is something that was pushed on you. Text or WhatsApp me now, 087 711 1038. Faith, she's on Twitter, and she says, this is actually an extremely important piece of advice. My mum always said, did you want to give Grandpa a kiss before we leave? Some days I would and some days I wouldn't, but I was never forced. So I learned how to say no from a young age. And I mentioned, like, myself with my friends' kids, like, I am kind of conscious that I'm like, oh, can I have a hug? And sometimes they'll give you one and sometimes they won't, because kids are weird. And, you know, sometimes they want to do it and sometimes they don't. And that's okay. I think, you know, if you've ever had it happen to you, like Laura Wood was saying there from the M word, the auntie or uncle that you're like, oh no, and you get smothered in kisses and cuddles, and it's the last thing you want. But Laura felt that's a rite of passage. Kids get over it. Christoph agrees, says on Facebook, typical American crap. Totally disagree. What would the next one be? Not calling your grandparents by their names, just calling them impersonally due to the fact that gender is such a popular thing these days. Okay, Christoph. Stephen says, forcing a child at 3 or 4 to hug or kiss distant relatives teaches them that if an adult says they have to touch you, they can. This is a slippery slope and we know where it can end. Statistically, children are more likely to be abused by a family member. That is scary, but that is true. You know, it's not the strangers sometimes we need to be worried about. And I did say at the beginning, look, this is not because I'm saying aunties and uncles or distant relatives pose a threat to children. It's just about what kids are comfortable with. Elsie says, brilliant piece of advice. Don't force your kids to show physical affection towards other people, even family. If they want to do it, they will. It's so, so important to learn at an early age that your boundaries matter, and nobody, not even family, has the right to cross them. Well, there you go. You know, a lot of people feel really, really strongly about this. Rachel says there's a huge difference between hugging your grandparents and not allowing some guy to touch you. What a load of rubbish. And Laura did say that. She feels, you know, it's yes, you can teach kids about what's a good touch and what's a bad touch. But I do feel like I don't want a kid, like a niece or a nephew or a friend's child, to give me a hug when they don't want to. I way prefer the ones that they want to, because you've given them a birthday present and they're saying thank you, or because they're, you know, they're showing you affection because they want to. It's nothing worse than forcing a hug or a kiss out of a child. Today I want to know, was that something that bothered you growing up? And what do you think of this advice from the Girl Scouts of the USA in the run-up to the festive season, saying, like, don't force kids to show affection, because they're not always comfortable with it and it's not always something that they want to do. People are really, really torn on this one on Facebook. You can text or WhatsApp me now, 087 711 1038. Sophie's on the line. Hi Sophie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks so much Sophie. What do you think?
I think it's just when I was listening to that lady who was on before, and she was saying that it's nearly like encouraging your kids not to touch people or like not to give hugs. I don't think it's about that. I think it's more not like giving out to your kids or like punishing them if they don't want to like reciprocate or initiate a hug or a kiss from someone. That it's not like, it's not about telling them that they can't or that they shouldn't or stopping them if they want to give someone a hug.
Yeah.
But just that, like, I have any kids that I'm close with, like, I have a nephew and he's just under two, but I always, like, if I want to give him a hug, I always kneel down and open my arms and say, oh, can I have a hug? And most of the time, like, you know, he'll nearly jump at me, and that's grand, and, you know, he's happy to do it. But sometimes he'll say no, and I always will just, like, that's okay, and keep playing with him.
Yeah.
And then he'll come back over and give me a hug or whatever, but that it's, you know, it's completely up to him. At the end of the day, like, as an adult, I've never gone to meet someone and someone else come over and say to me, oh, like, you know, go give them a hug now or do this. Like, I've never been put on the spot and have to, like, embrace someone that I didn't want to because someone else told me to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to expect kids to do the same, I think.
Yeah, it does feel that you get to a point where your parents don't make you do that anymore. Like, if you go to see relatives, or like, for example, like at the moment it's Christmas time, you go through that phase where you're probably too cool for hugs and kisses, and aunties and uncles don't want to embarrass you. And then as you get older, it's something you either choose to do or not. But you're right,
yeah,
it's kind of weird that we push it on kids.
And I think as well, it's not about kids, you know, not being polite or not being mannerly, and that, like, you know, so a lot of the time is if, like, they get a present or if they get something, and then it's like, oh, give them a hug to say thanks. But actually, it's like, you know, just saying, oh, thank you for that. Like, you can still teach your kids manners without teaching them that they nearly have to be, like, passive, or I don't know what the right word is, but, like, overly gracious for things off people. You know, they can do it and have, like, a clear boundary still.
Yeah. Yeah, recently I was at a christening and there was this gorgeous little girl in front of us standing up on the row of seats in front, and she was blowing kisses at everyone in the church.
Mm.
And, like, it was the cutest thing ever, and she was, like, happy to be blowing the kisses to everyone. Like, we didn't even have to ask for them. She was just blowing the kisses.
Yeah.
But I do think it's something, especially with girls, like, girls are supposed to blow kisses and give kisses and cuddles. And it's, I don't understand, you know, why we feel that, yeah, as you said, a child is rude if they don't.
Yeah, I think there's just, I don't know, I feel like really actually strongly about it, that I think it goes a lot further even than this, that there's just so much stuff about teaching, like, okay, I don't have kids, so, you know, it might change if I ever do have them or, you know, whatever, and I really do think, like, everyone, every parent is trying their best all the time. I don't think anyone is, like, ill-intentioned or anything.
Yeah.
But just that there's such a big thing about kids being respectful and having respect and having this, when kids really are so casually disrespected all the time, and it's just the norm. You know, stuff that, like, if a child doesn't want to give someone a hug, or, and if they are kind of like, no, it's always turned around, but it's like, oh, geez, sorry, and, like, always apologising for a child just being, like, direct or honest about what they want, and that is, oh, like they haven't slept or they're cranky or they're being bold. But it's like, no, they're allowed not to do that if they don't, you know, if they don't want to. And as an adult, if I ever said to someone, oh, I don't want to do that, or I don't, whatever, and someone I was with was like, oh, sorry about her, don't mind her.
Yeah.
Like, I would, you know, like, obviously.
It's so funny when you put it like that. You speak a lot of sense, Sophie. You really do. And yeah. When you put it that way, it does make a lot of sense. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
No, thanks, Mel.
Lovely to speak to you today. Sophie's like the nail on the head. Like, imagine you were out and someone said, oh, come here, give so-and-so a kiss. And you said no. Your mates wouldn't be like, oh, sorry about her, she didn't sleep last night. Like, we do, as Sophie said, casually disrespect children sometimes and what they want. I understand, listen, sometimes kids just don't understand that they have to do certain things. Like, we need to get in the car now because we have to go to school. I'm not talking about kids saying, actually, Mum, do you know what? I'm not really feeling getting in the car today. But things that make them feel uncomfortable, like hugging or kissing someone, that's okay. It doesn't mean that they're bold or they're rude. Fantastic points made by Sophie. Do you agree with her? 087 711 1038. Dylan says, no child should be forced to give anyone a hug or a kiss, family or not, if they don't want to. Never seen a child forced to hug their own family, so don't think it's a big issue. But it's decent advice, which should be common sense, not to force your child to hug or kiss anyone. Maybe better to have a conversation with your child around boundaries or consent, or to tell them that if someone ever makes them feel uncomfortable to come to you, if someone ever makes them feel uncomfortable to come to you, explaining to your child that you are there as support and they can talk to you about anything is better than not asking them to give nanny or granddad a cuddle. Peter is next on the line. Hi, Peter.
How you doing?
Peter, well, would you feel the same way as Sophie?
Don't force them. No matter what you do, don't force them. Explain what it means, a hug. Explain what it means, a kiss. Sometimes maybe we make a sad face that we don't get a hug or a kiss, and then they come and they give it. Or sometimes they don't even want them. If they don't force it.
Okay.
I was a child that was all the time pushed to hug all the relatives when they were coming to house. I didn't like everybody, so...
Yeah. You didn't like everyone. Okay. And did you just didn't like them? Was there any particular reason? Just some people didn't make you feel comfortable?
Children are more... In my opinion, they see much more than an adult sees. For example, my son was seeing a person and he was only a toddler. And only by seeing that person, he was starting to cry. So maybe he saw something that we don't.
Yeah. And I think sometimes Sophie kind of spoke around it as well. We have to kind of park our own feelings. You know,
exactly.
We can be a bit insulted sometimes if a kid doesn't want to kiss or hug us.
Okay, we are insulted or we are not. In my opinion, the kid is more important than the adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
The adult will cope with it. But the child, if you force him, he might have some bad traumas or, you know, bad feelings about that person or bad feelings about kisses and hugs. So, yeah, I wouldn't like to go to that area.
Okay. Peter, lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kian has been in touch to say kids that refuse hugs as a form of gratitude are often quite bratty. It's learning how to show appreciation for others or gifts. Us Irish already need way too much personal space and are very impersonal. We don't need this now. Sigh. Okay, Kian, very interesting. And Kian just feels... just a way to show appreciation, gratitude, is to hug someone. It's kind of bratty if you don't. Sophie, who was on a few moments ago, would have disagreed with you. She said, you know, you can just say thank you. You don't have to hug and kiss everyone who gives you a present. Rachel says, when I was a child, I was told to hug my grandparents. I was shy and didn't see her very often. I hug her now without being told. I've also told randomers at a pub or a bar to get lost. I ain't interested. And on an extreme rare occasion, I've had my ass touch. I've told them where to stick it. As I said, there's a big difference between hugging your grandparent and being touched by a stranger. Yeah, but I suppose it does, from the get-go, teach you just to do what you're comfortable with and don't worry about what other people are telling you to do. Jared is next. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much, Jared. What are your thoughts on this one, Jared?
I just think it's dangerous to apply an adult explanation to a child's behaviour, you know. When I have a daughter and I want to positively encourage her to develop connections with the people and show affection for them, because that's going to grow into adulthood. You know, she's gonna you know, develop connections and have, you know, if I was to let her shy away from people when she's a child, that's going to, you know, grow into something worse when she's an adult.
Okay. So how do you get around that as a parent without forcing her, putting her under pressure to do something?
Well, and like any way of raising a child, it's all about positive reinforcement, you know? You never punish a child for not doing something they don't want, you know? You positively reinforce them for the behaviour that you think is good.
Okay.
You know, you can never, you can, if, like that girl says, you know, I don't really like applying the adult's explanation to it, but when she talks about, you know, if she was out and she was a bit antisocial to a friend, or a friend wouldn't apologise on your behalf, and why would a parent do that?
Yeah.
It doesn't apply, you know, because what you should never do is punish a child for not doing what you want them to do, but you should positively reinforce them to do something that is going to benefit them in the long run. And having connections with other human beings is very, very basic and very fundamental to any human, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As the parent to a little girl, Jared, I mentioned earlier on, you know, are people always asking her to blow kisses and give kisses and cuddles?
No, not really. I don't find that. I mean, with family, yes. And I encourage it. You know, I think the level of connection is always dependent on who is on the receiving end, you know?
Yeah.
So if it's a family member, of course, you know, hugs and kisses and things like that, it's completely normal. You know, if she's gone to visit Santa and Santa says, can I have a hug? You know, Santa gets a very, very basic, you know, hug and a pat on the back. You know, he doesn't get too affectionate. You know, that's just the normal kind of thing, you know. You know, a complete stranger tried to give her a hug or something, that, you know, that's obviously a no-go.
Yeah.
You know, everything is on a case-by-case basis, you know.
Absolutely.
You try to protect your child as best you can, but you also don't want them to grow up to be some paranoid recluse, you know, who doesn't develop any kind of a close bond with anyone, you know. Can you imagine the kind of relationship that someone would have as an adult, you know?
Yeah, and as Sophie said, like, every parent, you're just doing your best. Yeah, as you said, try and keep them safe, but try and teach them about positive relationships with people as well. It's a minefield out there, Jared. I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you today. There are lots of messages coming in on this one, and many different opinions. Jess says, kids are way more intuitive and instinctive than adults are. I think if they don't want to hug someone, then there's a reason and we should definitely listen to them. I think we invade children's space all the time by touching them and being overly tactile with them, with light asking their permission in a way that we would never do with another adult. I get where you're coming from, Jess. But I don't know. I think the reason sometimes kids don't want to hug people is just that they don't want to do it right there in the moment. I don't always think that there's a sinister reason behind it. And as I said to Peter, who was on a few moments ago, as adults, we can get a bit offended when kids don't want to give us a hug or a kiss. We get a bit embarrassed because of that whole idea that, oh God, is there something wrong with me? I think it's just the kids are funny and sometimes they're in the mood for affection and sometimes they're not. But a lot of people today feel that we need to listen to that. Two more real quick ones. This one says, my 6-year-old daughter absolutely hates giving anyone kisses and cuddles. I always make her give our grandparents a hug and a kiss and she's a face on her, but never anyone else. I just say that she's not that affectionate. Well, if you heard Jared there, Jared was saying, you know, he feels it is important to show her that affection is something worthwhile, and you know, he shows her with positive reinforcement. But if you're okay with your daughter not being that affectionate, that's okay. Ruth says, I think it should be left to the adult. It's okay for a parent to remind a kid to give auntie, granny, uncle, etc. a hug or a kiss, but if the kid is hesitant, then the receiving adult should make it less awkward by saying, it's okay, you don't need to do it, and just high-five them or fist bump them or something like that. I added in the fist bump because that's what my friend's kid does sometimes. He'll fist bump you. And that is lovely. I think, yeah, if you are the person that the child is being encouraged to kiss or hug, it's nice to say, listen, that's okay. You don't have to do that. Another listener says, I would never force my kids to hug or kiss, but I would say to them that it's something I do myself to show love and gratitude towards friends and family. I think it's totally different comparing them to adults in this situation. So many interesting thoughts on that one. Thank you so much for getting involved in the conversation. Up next on Spin Talk, I'm going to have James Kavanagh with the five best things to do in Dublin this weekend.